morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. Oddly enough.
Again.
And this Sunday morning, and we join you from the sumptuous studios of WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio 89.7 in Pittsfield and 88.1 SBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. And how was good morning, everybody out there in Radio Land, or Irish Land, as you might say?
Irish Radio Land. Yeah.
How was everybody's week, and how was yours?
It was fine.
It was a cool Wednesday.
It was a cool Wednesday. Yep.
So hopefully the week finishes out. I hope our week finishes out nice.
Is it supposed to get warmer?
It's supposed to, like, during next week sometime. Ah, so,
okay.
You know, as of tomorrow starting.
Well, while we're waiting, we're going to be listening to the O'Neill Sisters. We're going to be hearing from Josephine Marsh. We're going to be hearing from the Wolf Tones, as well as the UCD Choral Scholars. How about you, Farm?
Well, today I'd like to do one of my favorite bands, the Narrowbacks, the Rumjacks, and the O'Reillys and the Patty Hats.
Oh, yes. I have them in my lineup for like 2 weeks from now.
Oh, well, then I won't. This way, let me get them over with now, then.
Okay, first up today, we're going to be listening to the O'Neill Sisters.
Gotta have the right buttons, right?
Much more than friends. We hung out a couple days and nights and kissed now and then. But the last time that I saw you, something
in
us had changed. I could tell from how you touched me in a different way. And I just didn't want to leave you. I know you felt the same.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
You said you'd count the days until you'd see me again.
I had an Living out your life.
that's
when will we walk along by the way till we find a little bar that is playing?
They started it.
So I can spend
a while ago.
You have more.
And you
know,
it's not
that
much.
may talk and write and boast about your Fenians and your clans, and how the boys in County Cork beat up the Black and Tans. And you, a little codger who came out without a scar, his name is Paddy Mulligan, the man from Mullingar.
The Peelers chased them out of Connemara for beating up the valiant Dan O'Hara. When Patrick came to Ballymote, he stole the parson's car and he sold it to the bishop in the town of Castlebar.
700 Peelers couldn't catch him.
Catch him!
The king sent out another for to lash him.
Lash him!
When Patrick came to Dublin town, he stole an armoured car and he gave it to the IRA brigade in Mullingar. On Easter Monday morning, when the boys did hear the sound, well, Paddy raised the flag of war down in his native town. First he went to make his peace with dear old Father Marr, then went out and blew the barracks up in the calf of Mullingar.
The Peelers chased them out of Connemara for beating up the valiant Dan O'Hara. When Patrick came to Ballymote, he stole the parson's car and he sold it to the bishop in the town of Castlebar.
700 Peelers couldn't catch him.
Catch him!
The king sent out another for to lash him.
Lash him!
When Patrick came to Dublin town, he stole an armoured car and he gave it to the IRA brigade in Mullingar. And when Ireland takes its place among the nations of the world, our flag of orange, white and green to the four winds is unfurled. You'll read the roll of honour you'll find with the Max Scar, Patrick Sarsfield Mulligan, the man from Mullingar.
The Peelers chased them out of Connemara for beating up the valiant Dan O'Hara. When Patrick came to Ballymote, he stole the parson's car and he sold it to the bishop in the town of Castlebar.
Oh, 700 Peelers couldn't catch him.
Catch him!
The king sent out another for to lash him.
Lash him!
When Patrick came to Dublin town, he stole an armoured car
and he gave it to the IRA brigade in Mullingar.
The man from Mullingar, by the Wolftones, from their anthology of Irish song. And before that, we heard from Josephine Marsh from her album Music in the Frame with Tom, with some reels, Tom Grancy's reel, The Castle, and The Stack of Pancakes.
Stack of Pancakes.
That sounds like a delicious reel.
Oh, yes, it does.
And the first song opening up the show today was from the O'Neill Sisters, from their, the song is also dubbed the Louisiana Song.
Louisiana.
Right. And it's also entitled Right There With You. So you got something lined up for us now,
Yeah,
Farm?
We're going to start this set off with the Narrowbacks.
Come all ye young rebels, and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing, and it banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes a part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hara, and I just turned 16. My home is in I was weaned, and I learned all my life cruel England's to blame. So now I am part of the patriot game. This Ireland of ours has too long been a free. Six counties lie John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and train, and made me a part of the patriot game. They told me how Connolly was shot in a chair. His wounds from the fight and are bloody and bare. His fine body twisted, all battered and lame. This soon may be part of the Patriot game.
She sailed out of But care on every hand, in every hour that passes, oh, that signifies the life of man. 'Twere not for the lassies, oh. Green crow the rushes, oh. Green crow the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent was spent among the lassies, oh. Worldly race may riches chase, and riches still may fly them all. When at last they catch them fast, their hearts can e'er enjoy them all. Rushes, oh, green crow, the rushes, oh, oh, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent was spent among the lassies, oh. Around my dearie, oh, worldly cares and worldly men may a gay topsy-turvy, oh. Green crow the rushes, oh. Green crow the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent spent among the lassies, oh. You so grave, you sneer at this. You're not but senseless asses, oh, the wisest man the world e'er saw. You dearly love the lassies, oh. Green crow, the rushes, oh. Green crow, the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent, spent among the lassies, oh. Green crow, the rushes, oh. Green crow, the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent, spent among the lassies, oh.
I hope everyone liked that. We listened to The Maid of Coolmore from the UCD Choral Scholars. And
you're
then
getting,
we're...
You're getting me to like this freaking University of Choral Scholars. They sound pretty good.
Well, they are, actually. And if you buy the CD, well, when you buy the CDs, you get a new class every CD.
Right.
So they graduate and a new class comes in. So it's always interesting to hear how they're developing and what songs they pick out and that kind of thing. So that's always fun. So The Maid of Coolmore and Cherish the Ladies with Highway to Kilkenny. Ooh. And what did you do for us, Robert?
I started us off with the Narrowbacks, and the song was The Patriot Game. And that came off their album After Hours EP Extended Play.
Oh, okay. And what's up next? Do we know?
We're going to start this set off with the Rum Jacks.
Oh, good.
It's a loud one.
Okay.
To go in the wall of her, let's stick in the shinty bowl, the brick, the brack, the crack, and all. Let's call it an Irish pub. Caffrey's hard, Kilkenny, a pub, the Guinness, pun, the cabbage crap. The I don't wanna be patty trap. We'll call it an Irish pub. While I'll be fucked to swear upon the holy book, the only crack you'll get is a slap in the ear. While I'll be fucked to laugh and burst your filthy mug, if you draw one more shamrock in me beer. Plasma screens, neon lights, carry fucking Okie. to spread upon the holy book. The only crack you'll get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked to love and burst, you filthy monk. If you draw one more shot, I'll give me beer. The morning, Gary on, kiss me, I'm Irish. Molly Malone, a bunch of slants, a punk, my homie got us an Irish pub. Spit the punches, trick the willows, strike me up the rakes, and Malone, a lift, he never runs so shallow, we got us an Irish pub. Well, I'll be fucked, you swear upon the holy book, the only crack you get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked, you'll love the first, you filthy mug, if you drop one more shot, I'll give me beer. In the merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls a tune, sad and broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me tears and grief to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, I cut a stout like horn to banish ghost and gobble and brand new pair of brogues, rattled o'er the bogs and frightened all the dogs on the rocky road, to Dublin on to 3 for 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to Double and whack for lolly-da. In Mullingar that night I rested in, so where he started by daylight, next morning bright and early, took a drop of the pure to keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure. Well, there he's on for drinking, see the lassies smile, laughing all the while at me curious style, but set your heart a bubble and asked if I was hired, the wages I required till I was almost tired of the rocky road, to Double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Double and whack the lolly-da. In Dublin next arrived, I thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived of you of that twin city, so then I took a stroll, all among the quality bundle it was stole, in a neat locality something crossed me mind, when I looked behind, no bundle could I find, upon me stick a wobble inquired for the rogue, they said me cannot grow, wasn't much in vogue, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, jump the hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, whack for lovely love. From there I got away, me spirits never failing, landed on the quay just as the ship was sailing. Captain at me roared, said that no room had he, when I jumped aboard the cabin found for Paddy. Down among the pigs I played some hearty rakes, danced some hearty jigs, the water round me bubble, and went off Holyhead. I wished myself was dead or better off instead, on the rocky road to Dublin, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, and whack the lolly-da. The boys of Liverpool, when we safely landed, called myself a fool, I couldn't no longer stand it, blood began to boil, temper I was losing, poor old Erin's Isle, they began abusing her, ah, me soul, says I, Killalea Island, why, some Galway boys were by, and so I was a-hobbling with the loud hooray, they joined in the affray, and quickly cleared the way, for the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, back for lolly-da, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, back for lolly-da.
That was a live song, Farmer.
Yeah.
As you could tell. And the name of the song that was live was The Lark. Oh. And it's from Moving Hearts and their Live in Dublin album. And we also heard from Dervish from their CD, The Great Irish Songbook with the Rocky Road to Dublin.
Yeah. And I started it out with the Rumjacks, an Irish pub song, and that was off their album, The Gangs of New Holland.
Ah. Well, today in Irish history.
Oh, history.
Well, on October 15th, 1842, the first issue of The Nation was published. It was founded by Thomas Davis, John Blake Dillon, Charles Gavin Duffy. Davis was a Trinity-educated Protestant, born in Cork to a Welsh father and an Irish mother. Dillon, a Catholic, was from Balladureen in County Mayo, really on the County Mayo-Roscommon border, now that I think of it. Duffy, another Catholic, was born in Monaghan, but he was educated in Belfast. All three were under the age of 30.
Wow.
And members of the Young Ireland movement, which grew out of Daniel O'Connell's Repeal Association, which sought, obviously, to repeal the Act of Union, and eventually seceding that association in 1847, which was the year O'Connell died. Young Ireland saw inspiration from France, and the title of the nation, the title The Nation, was a homage to the French newspaper Le National, which itself played a role in the February Revolution of 1848. From the outset, The Nation made no secret of its political leanings. The prospectus in the first issue, written by Davis, stated, "Nationality is their first great object, a nationality which will not only raise our people from their poverty by securing to them the blessings of a domestic legislature, but inflame and purify them with a lofty and heroic love of country. A nationality which may embrace Protestant, Catholic, and dissenter, which is Presbyterians, Milesian and Cromwellian, the Irishman of 100 generations, and the stranger who is within our gates." The first issue sold out, and soon The Nation had a higher circulation than any other newspaper in Ireland. Huh. Davis was the main contributor, authoring 200 essays and editorials in the first year alone. And Duffy was the editor, Charles Gavin Duffy. Perhaps it was its most lasting influence was a song written by Davis, here we go, and published in 1844 entitled A Nation Once Again, which is really the unofficial national anthem of Ireland, which soon became synonymous with the growing Irish nationalist movement. Davis died in 1845, and The Nation went through many iterations. That's an interesting word, before emerging with the Irish Weekly Independent in 1900. So that's today in Irish history.
Oh, nice.
We're going to hear something from you, Farm.
We are. We're going to hear the Rileys and the Paddy Hats.
I was roving out one evening as I came down to Portlaw. I walked into a dim lit pub and suddenly I saw the cheeks, they were so rosy and golden was her hair. She had to be an Irish girl, cause she looked so goddamn fair. She took me by her lovely hand and whispered in my ear, "I'll guide you up to heaven if you'll order me a beer." Seconds later I found myself beside this pretty lass, wanting thoughts in my head and an ale in my glass. Hey dear, come on, watch us. Take a piss. When I came back, I saw two girls having a French kiss. The girls, they were the nearer. Could this really be? The Irish way is finally dawning on me. When and we drank a final pint. The girls asked me to pay. They promised me to meet outside at Lower Castle's Way. When they left, I took the bill. The girls have set me up. They left me with an empty purse and sick to the gut. Hey, dear, come on.
And this is Kevin Kale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM in Pittsfield.
And I wish everybody to have a great week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Gurum Ugat Ugashtihi Shuhugan.